لما ربي اداني من الفرصة مية وانا فاكرني مقطع وشاب قارح واقول انا بس كل يوم في خناقة وعايشها بأزي سجارة حلوة خلتني بهزي والبيت جامدة وعامل رومانسي ولما تيجي عيوني بامبي ولو ما جاتش بشوفني فقري لو جيبي افضى بانكوت وباري في فلوس شمال استغفر وعدي والضحكة راحت من غير معزي والصحة رايحة ما انا خنت نفسي ما انا خنت نفسي وكأني منسي والدنيا ماشية كلها عكسي بس دلوقت انا اخدت درسي شفت ولاد من سني بتحمي بلاد كان برضه عندك
We're a Cracker Jack Brigade on a pachyderm parade but we'd rather stroll to a water hole For a furlough in the shade Hello and welcome to
Pachyderm Parade.
This is your host Peter and
Ezra.
And Ezra. And thank you for listening today. Got some songs for you. But
there's not two Ezras.
Wait, there aren't two Ezras in the room?
No.
One just walked out?
There's never one in the room. There's never two in the room.
If you're an Ezra out there and would like to be on the show, please contact us. Well, how was your weekend?
What?
How was your weekend? Did you like hiking today? In a way? Went to Governor Dodge today. If you haven't been there, there's a pretty cool waterfall.
That was my favorite part, the waterfall.
Yeah.
It was barely a waterfall, though.
Yeah. Water's still kind of low. Low precipitation. Check it out if you haven't been there.
Okay.
Well, should we start with some classics? A few classics? There's a song that you're learning how to drum.
Well, we could... do the quiz.
Let's do it when we come back.
Okay.
Let's do drum, the song that Ezra's currently learning on drums.
What do you mean? What song?
It has to do with a tiger.
I'm not currently...
Or you've already mastered it, I guess. You could play it. If we had a drum set here, he could play it live. But we don't. So we'll play it on recording.
Well, we kind of have... in the back.
Oh, right. Well, when we can, we will queue up a live performance of this song. We'll be right back. All right, I have the tiger.
Hi.
Hi. Ezra's got a little something for us.
Let's take your brain on a hike.
Okay, yeah, we were talking about hikes before. This is brain hike time.
Name three ways to make someone smile.
Tickle them.
What?
Tickle them?
What if they're not ticklish, though?
Tell your favorite joke.
Okay.
Is there a real answer?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Do you eat more foods with a spoon or a fork?
Oh, probably a fork. Yeah. If I would think about it. Think about these answers to these questions out there, folks. How would you answer them?
If you met your town's mayor, what would you talk about?
Oh, that's a good one. I would talk about. Oh, that's a good question. I'm caught off guard with that one. How many parks do we have in Madison? That'd be my question. Sure.
Tell the hardest thing you've done this week.
Hardest thing I've done this week? Gotten out of bed. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Hardest thing? Maybe making dinner on time? I don't know. What about you?
Getting out of bed.
No,
this hike.
The hike today? Hardest thing I've done all week? Getting you out of bed. Ha ha.
Put these balls in order by size. Basketball, golf ball, soccer ball, and tennis ball.
Basketball, soccer, tennis, golf.
Okay. What does it mean to be in a pickle? I know the answer to this.
Okay. In a tough situation.
Yeah. Or being stuck.
Yeah. Right.
What would a comic strip be about your family called? I know what mine would be.
You say it.
Bob.
Bob. Wait, who lives? Is there a Bob that lives at our house?
No. Wait, actually, I think there is.
The life and times of Bob.
Would you rather have a jar full of dimes or quarters?
Oh. I said quarters. I'm going to stick to that one.
I think I'll do dimes because you could fit more dimes in the jar.
Good question. Right. Dimes are smaller, thinner.
Mm-hmm.
That could work.
What are some animals that live in your neighborhood? Flying squirrels.
Flying squirrels?
No.
Apparently they're in the Midwest.
Not in our neighborhood, though.
No. Raccoons, chickens. Dog.
Wait, we have chickens in our coop.
Yeah, they're in the neighborhood. They're not wild chickens, though.
Yeah, but like wild animals.
Oh.
Like chipmunks.
I didn't hear that word. Okay, chipmunks. Yep.
And people.
And wild animals. Yeah, there are some wild people in our neighborhood, too. Yep. All right, well, we're going to... Speaking of wild animals, play you a song by Story Pirates called Hedgy in the Cloud Kingdom. What? Are there wild hedgehogs in our neighborhood? Well, they're kind of wild, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
Out to all the little hedgehogs out there. I want you to know that just because you're little doesn't mean you can't have big dreams and big adventures. Let me tell you about one of mine. DJ, drop that beat.
Let's do it!
My name is Hedgy, and I'm a little hedgehog, and I've got a story to share about this one time that something happened, and it all started at the fair.
yeah, this kingdom, it was the very best. It had everything you could name, like plenty of tasty snacks and lots of balloon games.
Balloon games.
But best of all were all the other hedgehogs from all over the land. Cause when I asked if they all wanted to play, they said,
yeah, Hedgie, that's the plan.
And so we tore it up.
That it is true, but first I'll take your order, so let's begin with you. Do you want corn or flour, tortillas fried or steamed, fish, beef, pork or chicken, or black or refried beans? We have a choice of salsas, there's red and brown and green. Would you like guacamole and maybe sour cream?
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want on your taco?
What about some lettuce or cabbage that's been chopped? Onions and cilantro, peppers mild or hot, grated cheese or crumbled, olives that are sliced. How about grilled veggies and why not add some rice?
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want on your taco?
like their tacos the same way every time. Others like to mix it up and add a dash of lime.
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want on your taco?
Life is like a taco, I've shown that it is true. And putting it together is always up to you.
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. What do you want on your taco?
I usually just have beans, meat, sour cream, and cheese.
Sticking with the basics. I'm a big onions, green peppers, lettuce, loaded up with all that you said, of course. But then top it off with some veggies. Myself. Believe you got some jokes for us.
Right. What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
Oh, cold day, isn't it?
Nope.
Nope.
You're looking cool.
Nice.
Why did the ball cross the road?
I don't know.
Because it was a shortcut.
Shortcut. Barber, got it.
A book never written. The best two parts of a fish by Finn and Gill.
Pretty good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sarah.
Sarah who?
Zero reason you're not laughing?
That joke was written by Sarah, I think.
Yep.
Thanks, Sarah.
How do billboards communicate?
Oh, I don't know.
Sign language.
Got it. I fell right into that one.
Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer?
Oh, tell me.
He just couldn't see himself doing it.
Hey, one joke bell for all those jokes. Thank you, Highlights Magazine. That's a fun one. What do we have next for our listeners? A classic of another kind, a classic kids artist.
Down in the Backpack by Bill Harley.
Bill Harley is so funny. Okay, we'll be right back.
When the teacher calls and says, "Did you get my note?" And she says she didn't get the one you wrote. Look in the backpack, just look and see. Down at the bottom, that's where it's bound to be. When your kid says that she can't go on the trip because she didn't hand in her permission slip, look in the backpack, look if you dare. Down at the bottom, you're sure to find it there.
Down in the backpack,
there's a big surprise.
Down in the backpack,
don't you wonder what lies.
Down
starting to grow.
Down in the backpack.
Maybe you'd better not go down in the backpack.
Backpack.
There's the yogurt that they left there yesterday. Last week's tuna fish they meant to throw away. Down in the backpack, there they'll stay. Never again to see the light of day.
Down in the backpack,
treasures to be found.
Down in the backpack,
something crawling around.
Down in the backpack,
lost library books.
Down in the backpack,
maybe you'd better not look. Down in the backpack,
backpack.
Oh, let me see what's in here. Look at these headphones. I have to wipe the lasagna off them. This looks like a report card. What's... ouch! What the... the cat?
Down in the backpack, there they'll stay. Never again to see the light of day. So when things get lost, don't know where they go, and you ask your kid and he just says, I don't know. Look in the backpack, it's not too late. Archaeologists moving in soon to excavate.
Down in the backpack,
something smelly and old.
Down in the backpack,
something covered in mold.
Down in the backpack,
so many things there reside.
Down in the backpack,
I think there's something that died.
Down in the backpack, backpack.
I got a can-do attitude. Can-do attitude. You got to have a can-do attitude. What you gonna do when someone says,
nope, I don't think it can be done?
Do you have a can-do attitude?
Why would you even try?
Can-do attitude. Got a can-do attitude.
Are you kidding me?
A can-do attitude. Can we change the world?
Sure can do.
Can you change your attitude?
Uh-huh, sure can do.
Change a diaper?
Maybe not.
Or do you have a can-do attitude? That's what you gotta have if you wanna get things done, have some fun, peel a potato, rope an alligator, don't wait till later. Can-do, a can-do attitude.
Here we are.
Hi.
Hi. That was Dog on Fleas. These are some interesting artists we're playing tonight. Story Pirates, Hollow Trees, Bill Harley, Dog on Fleas, and the 70s, 80s band Survivor, which was not designed to be kids' music, but it works like songs sometimes do. We're going to send you out on a very familiar tune. Thank you for listening to Pachyderm Parade.
Wait, which tune?
It's a certain video game tune.
Oh.
Right. These songs have been picked, handpicked by Ezra. DJ Ezra, to be exact. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to
Pachyderm Parade.
WRTFM, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bye.
'Cause I just want to say thank you. And you know, I got an email, you know, well, we got an email, and I'm just going to honor that email today, and I'm going to stay out y'all way. I'm going to let the music play. I'm going to let the best of gospel really hit y'all tonight. Thank you for tuning in to WORT 89.9 FM Madison. The best of gospel simply means good news. So I'm going to prepare to get on out the way and let you hear some good news. The best of gospel, yours truly. Let's go.
Great is your mercy towards me.